For the record, it'll be show number 1572. That's the 1,572nd show of A Prairie Home Companion, and it'll be the show on October 15th that will mark the day that mandolin extraordinaire Chris Thiele, who you're listening to right now, formally takes the reins of the show. We all know the man who hosted most of those previous 1,571 shows. Now the question, as the Minneapolis Star Tribune recently asked, is this: is Chris Thiele ready to replace Garrison Keillor on A Prairie Home Companion? Well, is he? We're about to find out as Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers fame joins us now from the studios of Oregon Public Radio. And Chris, welcome and congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you very much. Excited to join you on the radio.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm as ready as I can be.
What else are you gonna say? Yeah.
The funny thing, I don't have to be the new Garrison Keillor. No one could do that. Garrison mm-hmm. is one in a billion. That fella, there'll never be another like him. All I have to do, I have to put on a compelling 2 hours of live entertainment. That's what I have to do, and that's what I love doing. I've been doing that since I was seven. My appetite is whetted. I'm ready to do this.
Well, what are you most concerned about?
I suppose the thing I'm the most concerned about is ensuring that the show remains a place that people can take their cares of the week for examination and even celebration. I think that it's been this downright church-like experience for so many of us for so long. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been listening to the show. I have been listening to the show for 35 of my years.
Yeah, right.
I grew up in Southern California and actually felt, I was this 6-7 month old baby, I think, when my parents started listening. And I know as I became more and more familiar with English that I felt spoken to by Garrison, despite the ostensible regionalism of the show. Mm-hmm. Here's this Southern California little punk mandolin playing kid who felt like, those are my 2 hours on Saturday, just like my parents felt like it was their 2 hours, just like we've all felt. So many of us have felt like Garrison was speaking to us. I want to make sure that we have that place to go, that we don't lose that we don't lose that constant introduction to the beautiful things that human beings are making for each other that are audible.
I'm visiting with Chris Thiele, who will become the new host of A Prairie Home Companion next month. People want to know, Chris, how is the show going to be different? I know you've been asked that a lot. How is it going to be different?
Well, it'll change, of course, to come off as sincere from a 35-year-old of diffuse origin. I mean, Southern California, but then also Kentucky. We moved to Kentucky when I was 14. The format will largely stay the same. I think it's such a brilliant template that Garrison created. As someone who makes things himself, your dearest hope is that you can create pieces of art that live on beyond your direct involvement, that don't need you to deliver them to bring pleasure. And
you're bringing back some familiar people, right? Rich Dworsky's going to be there, and some others as well.
Oh yeah. Oh, the it would all come crumbling down without Rich Dworsky.
I can imagine.
Rich is the fella who, for instance, provides all the background music during the sketches. What he does, show in, show out. I wish someone would just train a camera on that fella. You could live stream what Rich Dworsky is doing.
Sometimes when the show is video, it's on video, I do find myself watching him when you can, and he's in constant motion, that's for sure.
He's a blur on stage, a whirling dervish. It's spectacular. And then also Fred Newman.
I was going to say, Fred Newman's going to be there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to replace Fred Newman? Tim Russell will still be there. There'll be lots of fun new things. I've constructed a dream house band for myself, a couple of my fellow Punch Brothers, the incredible fiddlist Brittany Haas, a drummer, Ted Poor, amazing. Sarah Jarosz and Aoife O'Donovan will be alternating as duet partners for me. It's going to be exciting. I don't think I'm quite at liberty to divulge our first round of guests, but let me tell you.
It's going
to
be something.
You'd best tune in out there in Radio Land.
There's talk about a wider variety of music. Do I have that right?
I think so. I think that I'd love for the show to be a home, excuse me, for the width and breadth of the great things going on in the world. There's so much wonderful music being made. It's tempting to get dark on one's current generation of musical options, but we have to remember that what we still have from the previous generations is the cream of the crop. That's what lasts. So we're comparing everything to the very best of the previous generations, and it's our job on the show to try and help that cream rise to the top. And I think that we can be unified in appreciation of very high quality things, and not just music too, but spoken word. There'll be spoken word guests, comedians, actors, novelists, poets, the like.
And to be clear, there'll be no news from Lake Wobegon, right? Only one guy can do that. So in its place,
that is so true.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's only one place we can get the news from Lake Wobegon, and it's wherever Garrison Keillor is.
Yeah.
I think we'd be foolish to try and do that in his absence.
Did you think about bringing him back every week to do it?
Of course, if he was up for it, I mean, I would gleefully fade into the background to listen to that.
Yeah.
The hours I've spent getting, you know, I always find a chair whenever I'm on the show. I always find a chair in the back, and just I mean, it's like, it's zen, man. It's so zen.
I hear you.
I sit there in that chair.
I was a big fan too.
And hear him talk about the time, the town that time forgot and the years cannot improve.
Well, I'm from Minnesota, so there always was that connection
for me.
So for many years, it was a little daily news rundown of what was happening back home. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing. I think, you know, Garrison keeps speaking of his involvement in the show being that of sort of a gray eminence.
Yes.
But boy, he's been an awfully helpful gray eminence so far. Just someone who's always up for... in fact, I'm going to call him later today to run some questions by him.
Mm-hmm.
But also the critiques that I've gotten from him so far have mainly been, you know, this thing here, this doesn't sound like you. But never, you know, I think you should do it. You should do it like this. Just reminding me gently.
Yeah.
To be myself.
Be yourself. Well, what kinds of things have you asked him, Chris?
Oh, there's, you know, for instance, his grasp of what's going on in the world is so sure, so strong, so sure, and I've always been something of an escapist in my life, and actually I feel like the great paradox of Prairie Home Companion has been how it can be both. An act, listening to it can be both an act of escapism, but then also of actually sort of actively working through the things that we're all going, that we're all going through. And I'd love to be able to uphold that tradition. And so my questions today will have a lot to do with that. You know, how would you recommend I keep my finger on the pulse, without devolving into, not that it's devolving, but we're not in the late night business.
Right.
We're not in the late night
right.
TV business. This is something different than that. We have more time and we have more attention. So those are the kinds of questions that I ask him.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering what it's been like for you to host the show as you have so far, and I was wondering if it's a little bit like a rookie in the NFL who plays his first game and is struck by how fast the pace is. Because sometimes, as a guy who I don't host a show like yours, but the show like I do, if it does go faster sometimes and you're sitting in the seat that you're sitting in now.
I have So there's this clock that ticks on. It must be the same for you. There's a clock that ticks down.
It's right in front of me.
Well, so you know how that when that clock starts going 10, 9, 8, 7, those all of a sudden to me it feels like time stands still. It's the reverse. That all of a sudden we're that red light goes on and it's just like, you know, then Rich kicks in a and I, you know, I hear that old piano from down the avenue.
Are you going to keep that song? Is that going to stay?
Oh, yeah. We've got to keep that song. Sure. We got to have a, you know, a calibration mechanism, you know, something like, we're still here. Everything's fine. Here's, you know, you enter the sanctuary and then maybe the message starts changing. But a lot of the ritual will be there.
Yeah.
But I find that there's this wonderful sense of weightlessness when that happens. The back of the theater, it's like the back blows off at the end of the theater and all of a sudden we're joined, the 1,000 people in the theater, we're all joined by, you know, 3 million of our closest friends and it becomes this surreal experience. I hear you. Also it goes by in 7-8 minutes, it seems like, the whole show. So it's this,
some days.
It's this,
other days maybe
it's
not.
Both.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I hope it always goes by in 7-8 minutes. I hope it never feels like 4 or 5 hours.
You've said your challenge is to keep this old medium, and I'm obviously talking about radio, relevant and compelling in this new social media world we live in. Have you arrived at a 30-second answer for how you plan to do that?
Boy, I actually feel now that's easy work. This is old technology, but it has not been bested by anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
here we are live. We're live right now. Mm-hmm. I'm in Portland, Oregon, man.
I know.
You guys are in Kansas City.
I get you.
That's very odd. And we're talking live. I could say anything right now. And y'all would be getting it. No editor can stop us right now.
I got a button right next to me here. It says dump on it, Chris, just for the record.
Oh, I see. So you could stop us. But that would make for scintillating radio as well. I mean, it's like a podcast that you get instantly. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I feel, but certainly there are sepia-toned aspects of radio. But I liken it to you know, the new obsession with film. You know, basically the return to an obsession with film, actual film cameras or actual analog tape when you're recording music. You know, the new obsession in my generation with vinyl. You know, vinyl records. Mm-hmm. And I think just because you have this beautiful camera from like the 40s or 50s doesn't mean that you need to train it on, you know, Highway 66 and an old Cadillac or something like that. I mean, you can take these beautiful, compelling pictures of exactly what's happening now. And the way that analog tape, you know, that lack of fidelity is one of the things that we enjoy in our over-fidelified life.
Mm-hmm. Chris Thiele is my guest for the next 3 minutes or so here. You said you plan to write a song for every show. It'll either be related to the city in which you're performing or to something in the news. How tall of an order is that, Chris?
Well, so I've had 5 shots at it so far, and boy, has that ever been fun! I mean, you have to look at it like turning on a tap.
Mm-hmm.
But I love being compelled to turn on the tap, and I've always had an active musical imagination. I'm gonna knock on this desk. There's always been something there when I turn on the tap. But it's just so lovely to have that deadline. Garrison told me that I would appreciate that deadline in one of our early meetings. He flew out to Portland and we had a wonderful dinner together at the Heathman Hotel here. And as he was kind of pitching, not that he really had, you know, he wasn't heading uphill on that one. I wanted to do it, but he was still kind of pitching it to me, and he said, "You're gonna love, Chris. I think you're gonna love having this deadline. I think you're gonna love having a deadline.
It's good.
You can't get precious about it. You just have to have something. There will have to be a show, and he's so right. There has to be something, and I have to write the music." And it's been really fun, and the fun thing is, all summer I've been playing multiple, three or four of these tunes I've had cause to play again, and have wanted to and have enjoyed playing again. Some of them I've played at almost every show I've delivered this summer. So they've lived beyond those shows, which is that's a dear hope of mine, is that this music doesn't just disappear into the ether, but can be reused.
Hey, final question, and nothing to do with the show at all. You'll be in Kansas City next April to play with a guy named Yo-Yo Ma. You've done that before. What's that like? Yeah. Give me a sense of what it's like to be on stage with someone like that.
That is pure unadulterated joy.
I can imagine
from that man. I mean, what you see is what you get with Yo-Yo Ma. That is, his music making is the. It's going to sound cliched, but it's just the warmest embrace. You hear that man play anything on the cello, and you're reminded that human beings, however awful we can be to each other, I mean, we're just the worst. We are. We do so many bad things to each other, but then we also do beautiful things. Mm. We are capable of such beauty. Yo-Yo Ma is a wonderful reminder of that.
Well, Chris Thiele's first show is host of Prairie Home Companion October 15th. And Chris, really appreciate the time and know how much so many of us are rooting for you out there, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
All the best, Chris.
All right. Well, hopefully hear you soon.
You bet. Good luck.